long as I'm with you, I'm gonna be alright tonight. Cause it's for you.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, right on cue, just as the song ends. How about that? That never happens. WMFO 91.5 Medford, this is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning, and we're having a post-punk show, meaning it's all stuff from this. I'm a follower of Slicing Up Eyeballs on the Facebook there, and they're a pretty well-known show. I think it's the DJs, and it's whoever operates the site. It's actually, he DJs, he puts together playlists, he writes about music and culture. It's, this past week he had a nice playlist of post-punk selection, so it's a post-punk playlist inspired by Slicing Up Eyeballs, which in itself, the name in itself is a reference to the Pixie song. I believe that's Debaser is where that's come from, referencing. It's also actually referencing, which that in itself is a reference to a Salvador Dali film, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. So that means stuff from XTC, Sonic Youth, Young Marble Giants, The Fall, which is what I have right here, is going to start off the show. This is the song called Wings, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. No longer exists.
1,000 points of IWMFO, and that's Tuxedo Moon with No Tears from the No Tears Desire single compilation. Before that, Magazine, Because You're Frightened, and prior to that, Scritti Politti, the Sweetest Girl from the early compilation, and then that was The Fall with Wings starting things off. This is our post-punk show, inspired by the Slicing Up Eyeballs website, and you know, stuff's a little bit more noisy. This is like the, this is, maybe I should have renamed that, at least that first set, Noise Punk, because in between The Fall and Tuxedo Moon, we definitely have a lot of noise punk happening. Scritti Politti didn't quite fit into the noise punk label, if it even is a label, but I think the idea here is that after punk came out, there's more, after the sort of punk phenomenon died down a little bit, I mean, it was still happening, but those who were kind of on the bleeding edge kept on pushing the music in a different direction, in a more extreme direction, and that's where we had some of the noisy influences. Like that Tuxedo Moon track really reminded me of Suicide, and some stuff from the band Suicide, which is technically no wave, if you're scoring at home. But anyway, let's move on. Up next, a band called The Au Pairs, We're So Cool, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Once I had my heroes, girl. Oh no, I'm not gonna be, 'cause I don't wanna be. I never shall be in your family tree. Even if you ask me to, I'm gonna turn you down. I won't mess you around. Noah's little girl. Oh no, I'm not gonna be, 'cause I don't wanna be in your family tree. Even if you ask me to. I'm no one's little girl, but no, I'm
That's The Cure, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 10:15 Saturday night. Taken from the their singles collection released in 1986. I guess it was reflective of their first six albums. Staring at the Sea is the name of the collection. I always want to call it Standing on a Beach because that's a lyric from the first track on the compilation, which is called Killing an Arab. And there's a picture of a beach on the back of the CD. So, yeah, that's... idea has been ingrained into my head over the years. Before that, Cocteau Twins, Wax and Wayne from Garlands. I believe that was their debut EP. The Raincoats, No One's Little Girl from Extended Play. Mission of Burma with That's When I Reach for My Revolver, a classic track. Boston Band, of course, from Signals, Calls, and Marches. And we started the set off with The All Pairs, We're So Cool from Stepping Out of Line, an anthology collection of all of their stuff, or I guess all of their notable material. So what's going on here? It's a post-punk show. Post-punk is, you know, it's sort of, I could make up my own post-punk show, but what I did is I found a list of that was put together by a guy from Snow Patrol who was somehow affiliated with, or at least working with the Slicing Up Eyeballs website, and so he put together this post-punk list, and it looked pretty intriguing, so I decided to take the list and make a show out of it, and that's what's going on here this morning. And we've heard from a lot of cool bands. We'll be hearing more from The and Minutemen. I'll get to also James Chance and the Contortions, so that'll be fun. But up right now, it's the Folk Devils with Inkhorn's Dry, which is actually a Peel session. And I decided to play this after The Cure because I know The Cure did a Peel session as well. I have actually the Peel session with 10:15 Saturday Night on it, and I thought this would make sense. So that's why we're doing this right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, here's the Folk Devils.
and the sun burns into your eyes. You watch a plane flying across a clear blue sky.
XTC, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's off of the record Go To, which is the one with the black cover with all the white writing on it, in case you're wondering. I didn't know the name of that record either, but I knew about it, and I knew some of the songs on there. But I actually didn't know the proper name. I just referred to it that way, the way I just referred to it as the one with all the writing on it. People usually understand what you mean. Before that, the